Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with me, Pastor Otibati. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know you're enjoying yourself with these wonderful words from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today I want to continue sharing some more concerning some of the things, wonderful things that he said. And this time around I want us to talk about John chapter 15, and I'm reading from verse 1. Jesus is talking now, and he says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He said, I am the true vine. Okay. Then in verse 5, he said, I am the vine. Then he includes us. Initially, he spoke about himself and the Father. He said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Then in verse 5, he said that I'm the vine. Then he says, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Oh, hallelujah. I am the vine. Jesus is the vine. Then he says, we are the branches, meaning that we are the portion of the vine that bears the fruits. You know, every tree's branches is where you find the fruits. The fruits are always found on the branches. So we are the fruit-bearing part of the vine. Hallelujah. Then he says, he that abideth in me and I in him. You know that Christ is in us already. So he's in us. The day we became born again, he came into us. So he's in us. Then he says that he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruits. For without me ye can do nothing. Now that's remarkable. It means that without our Lord, without being planted in to the vine, we cannot bear fruits. Thank God, by virtue of our being born again, we have been made one spirit with God. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. It's remarkable. He said that, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You see, we are joined to the Lord. By virtue of our being born again, we are joined to the Lord. We are one with him. He is a vine and we have been put into him as a branch. You see, so we are the fruit-bearing part of the tree. So we bear fruit. Today I want to talk to you about just keep bearing fruits. That is all you need to do. Just keep bearing fruits. So because you are the branch, the natural responsibility of the branch or the natural ability of the branch is to bear fruits. The branch doesn't need to do anything to bear fruits except to stay in the vine. You see, how do you stay in the vine? You stay in the vine by staying in the word. You abide in the vine by staying in the word. He is the one who has planted us in. Now, you enjoy the sap or the life that comes from the vine by studying the word and enjoying the word and listening to the word and allowing the word to have dominion over your life. Just as you are listening to the word of God now, you are bearing fruits. Now, what are some of the fruits that you bear? You see, when you go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, some people read this as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit does not bear fruits because the Holy Spirit is the vine. Jesus is the vine, the Holy Spirit is the vine, because Jesus is the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is Jesus. Jesus said that I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another comforter. Another one who looks like me, talks like me, thinks like me. When Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit, he said the Holy Spirit was just like him. The Holy Spirit was him. You see, so the Holy Spirit does not bear fruit because he's the vine. I mean, we've spoken about that already. But we are the fruit-bearing aspect of the vine. So this particular verse of the Bible, which says that by the fruit of the Spirit, he's not talking about the Spirit of God. He's talking about the Spirit of the recreated human spirit. That is you and I, our spirit being. See, the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there's no law. So what do you do? These are the fruits that you bear. So you say to yourself every single day of your life, I am plugged in him. I'm plugged into the vine. He's the vine, I'm the branch. And I bear fruits of love. I bear fruits of joy today. I bear fruits of peace today. I bear fruits of long suffering. Just bear fruits. Just bear fruits. How do you bear fruits? By believing in what God says you are and by saying the same thing. That is what you are doing now. You believe that he is the vine. You believe that you are the branch. And hence you bear fruits. He says that you bear much fruits. Oh, hallelujah. I bear fruits of love today. I bear fruits of joy today. I bear fruits of peace, fruits of long-suffering, gentleness. I'm gentle today. I'm gentle for the rest of my life. Fruits of goodness, fruits of faith, fruits of meekness, temperance, fruits of righteousness. I'm the fruit-bearing part of the vine in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I bear fruits on every side of my life. Fruits of glory, fruits of increase in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to go around bearing fruits today. Bearing fruits of love. Show love to somebody. Show love to somebody. Show peace. Let someone enjoy peace because of your presence in his or her life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are blessed, and I love you with all of my heart. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.